There you go, Craig. That's going through my mind this morning. I can't say whether he's the savior or not for the team, but Scott Petrick from the Chronicle-Telegram joins us this morning talking about Baker Mayfield, who said after the game he woke up feeling dangerous. Tell me about that as far as a post-game comment.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. He was feeling in a good mood after breaking the losing streak and playing really well. And he had some nice one-liners, and that was one of them. I don't know if he stole it from a movie. You know, I Googled it, and nothing came up. I don't know if it's from a song or that's just him, but that's what he said. He was asked if he knew he was going to have such a good day during warm-ups, and he said, no, but I woke up feeling dangerous. You know, that's just Baker. He's got a lot of swagger, as his teammates like to say. He's got a lot of confidence in himself, and he was feeling it after his best game as a pro.
You know, last week when we talked, you kind of called it in a way with, you know, maybe this could be a signature win, a big step forward for this team, and not only the players and the coaching staff. How do you look at it now?
Yeah, it's a big one. And, you know, we overreact to everything in this league because the opportunities to play games are so few. You know, so if you win one, it's, oh my gosh, you're never going to win again. And if you lose one, it's you're never going to win again. But this one is really important because not only had they lost four in a row, they had the coaching change, and it was feeling a lot like all the miserable seasons of the past. But this was supposed to be different this year because the roster was better, because you had Baker Mayfield, who everyone believes is your franchise quarterback. But in order for it to be different, they needed to win games, and Baker needed to be the leader in those wins. And that's why yesterday was so important and could be a signature win, because that's exactly what happened. They beat a pretty good team, and they beat them handily, and they did it with all three phases playing well and Baker Mayfield playing a big-time game. So it gives you hope for not only the future but the rest of the season that now it looks like they should be able to string a couple wins or maybe win three of the final six, whatever it is. And if they get to five or six wins, then to me that constitutes – the huge jump needed after 1-15 and 0-16.
It's the first time in a long time where we talk about impact players, high draft picks that are supposed to produce. For a long time, we kept waiting for that to happen for our picks. This year, it seems to have come to fruition.
Well, yeah, and that's the key. That's going to be the key to the turnaround. Obviously, quarterback is the utmost importance, and they finally, this organization finally spent a high draft pick on a quarterback. You know, it could have been Carson Wentz 2 years ago. It could have been Pat Mahomes or Mitch Trubisky or Deshaun Watson last year. And Sashi Brown kept refusing to do that. And finally, John Dorsey did with the number one pick in the draft. And then you look at Denzel Ward at number four, who's playing at a high level and has been all year at cornerback. And he had, you know, he left that Chiefs game last week with a hip injury. And you're thinking, oh my gosh, what if he's out for a long time? Comes back yesterday and played really well on the other side of the ball. You know, they double-teamed Julio Jones with T.J. Carey and a safety, but they left Denzel Ward one-on-one with Mohamed Sanu and Calvin Ridley, who are two big-time players, are good players, and he did a good job shutting them down. And then you look at Nick Chubb, who had the big day yesterday with 176 yards rushing and a 92-yard touchdown. He's the number 35 pick in the draft. So you do see these guys that look like they're game changers at key positions. And then you got a bunch of other guys that haven't done anything yet as far as an Austin Corbett, the offensive lineman, and Chad Thomas, the defensive lineman. But Jannard Avery's a rookie linebacker who's made some plays. It just looks like John Dorsey knows how to pick football players, and that's always going to be critical, and that's the problem. Sashi Brown did not know how to do that. And that's why the Browns, that's a major reason why the Browns were so bad the last 2 years.
In previous years, when we've gone into a bye week, it's 2 weeks of sort of, you know, soul searching, introspection, getting a win at this point, already taking care of the coaching situation. What do you look for them to do in these 2 weeks to kind of, you know, build off this momentum looking forward to the Bengals?
Yeah, I think a lot of it's getting healthy. You know, it's a late bye week coming back with only six games left. They've had injuries, but now it gives a chance for Ward to get healthy. Demaryius Randall, the free safety, who's had a good year, but has been battling injuries the whole time. Maybe if you have, you know, 2 weeks off, sit down, and hopefully he comes back feeling better. Joe Schobert's coming off the hamstring. There's just a lot of guys like that at this point in the season. need the break. And then, you know, I don't know if it's a good time or a bad time coming off a win, but the key will be when you come back to pick up where you left off and to feel that momentum and carry it through and to practice like you did before this week. And, you know, I don't think they can get to the playoffs. Even if they ran the table, I'm not sure they would get to the playoffs. But that doesn't mean these last six games aren't important. And I think with a young team like they have and in the situation they're in, I think everybody realizes that. Having said that, you know, when you change coaches and you're this late in the season, it's not out of the question for teams to throw in the towel and to go, hey, you know, this season's a waste. Let's start looking ahead to 2019 or look ahead to the offseason. And the fact that they came out and played like they did yesterday gives me belief that the last six games, they're going to play hard and they're going to be invested in it. And that's key, and I think that means wins are coming. I don't know if it's two, I don't know if it's three, I don't know if it's four, but I fully expect them to win games. And there were a lot of people, when you're in that four-game losing streak, a lot of my colleagues are wondering, is there another win out here? And I always thought there was at least a couple, and now I think there could be more than a couple.
Scott, I saw some crazy stat today about the Cincinnati Bengals defense giving up like 2,000 yards or something over four games, like an NFL record for badness. Any idea what's going on there?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't. I've not watched a ton of them lately. I saw some Cincinnati games early in the year, and they were playing pretty well. They went down and beat Atlanta in a thriller. They gave a bunch of yards down there, but they scored a late touchdown to win. All I saw yesterday was the score, and I know that the Saints put up 50 on them. And that doesn't happen in this league very often, you know. So I think it's another chance. I mean, looking without having done any film study, it looks like another chance for Baker Mayfield to continue to stack good games, you know. And he started it last week against a suspect Kansas City defense, and Atlanta's defense is suspect as well. But you have to perform well against those kinds of teams and those kinds of defenses. So I think Baker will have another opportunity. And, you know, the offense has looked good in these last 2 weeks with Freddie Kitchens now the play caller. This seems like a much greater level of comfort and a lot of guys getting involved. And, you know, unless Cincinnati is able to right the ship, which it's hard to do at this point in the season, they should be able to do something. You know, and I do know that I think Cincinnati's missing a couple key guys. Vontaze Burfict has been out for a while. You know, and he's a key guy in the middle there, but, you know, that doesn't excuse 500 yards a game.
Nick Chubb with 92 yards, Browns record, and I guess more recently a record for a rookie that's been a while since they've had a long, you know, run from scrimmage or something like that. That guy is fast. That's all I can say.
Well, that's the thing. You know, his reputation coming out of Georgia was he's a workhorse. He doesn't have the explosion, but it'll get you the tough yards. And then I remember being in training camp and I'm watching him like, you know, he's got some burst to him, but you never know how it translates from, you know, practice to a game. Then we saw that game in Oakland where he had three rushes and he had two touchdowns and they were 41 and 63. I think you're like, oh, okay. And he pulled away from a defensive back. Like the guy had the angle and Chubb outran it. And he did that again yesterday. And I was fighting with one of the reporters last week. I said, you know, he's faster than Kareem Hunt from Kansas City. Everybody was giving Kareem Hunt all this love, which he deserves. He's a really good player. He led the league in rushing last year. But I said, Nick Chubb is faster than Kareem Hunt. And I think he runs. I mean, Kareem Hunt runs hard, but Nick Chubb also runs hard. And you have that combination where you fight for the 3 and 4 yard gains, and you can also get outside and go for 92. That's what you're looking for in a running back, and it's why they traded Carlos Hyde when they did. It's why they forced former offensive coordinator Todd Haley to play the rookie, because he is a legitimate starting running back in this league, and we see it inside and outside. It's really impressive. Every week I get more impressed with this guy.
Well, we have 2 weeks to enjoy the victory and look forward to taking on the Bengals, which is always a fun interstate rivalry. Is that here? Is that in Cincinnati?
It's in Cincinnati, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and then they come to Cleveland in December.
All right. Well, we'll talk with you again next week, Scott. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Scott Petrick of the Chronicle-Telegram and some also outside phone tapping sources, apparently, still going on there. But it sounds better when we have a victory to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.